is my first, you know, yeah, attempt, I guess, on trying to talk a little more with y'all. It's currently 3 a.m., so I gotta be a little quiet. I just woke up, and I could be doing better. I don't feel that great, so I'm gonna cheer myself up a little. I'm gonna make myself feel good, so hopefully I can sleep again after. And yeah, maybe it's a little rough to understand, because I have to be quiet, and then you also have my accent on top of that. So, my apologies. So, I have a tank top on, so it's appropriate if I take that off. I'm just gonna do that. Pretty small chest, and I feel like they've been growing. I don't know, maybe it's just my imagination, but I hope they are. That would be nice. I'm gonna start playing with my clit now. Start it off. I move a lot with my legs when I play with my clit, so I'm sorry if the blanket rustling is too audible, but I'm doing my best. Just gonna play with my nipple at the same time. It's been a while. Well, not really. It's only been a day. But I usually do it every day, so it's really sensitive. Feels really, really good. You know, the last time I was with someone else was 2 months ago. And definitely different being alone, you know, compared to being together, of course. But it will. Couple months ago were actually new. Before that, I've never done anything else with someone, just with myself, so, you know, it's kind of like, when you like try it once, you don't get enough. Yeah, I really wanted more and more. Someone like sucking and biting on my neck while rubbing my clit. I remember that very well. It was so nice. I didn't want it to stop. It was so good. When it gets really good, it's hard to talk because it's so intense. It feels so good. You know, normally when my lips are dry, I always get that because, you know, your mouth is open when you moan. Well, what was I saying? Oh yeah, right. When I play with myself, I usually don't think about anything. I just focus on the feeling, you know? I feel like fantasizing too much, or like losing yourself in your thoughts, takes away from the pleasure. So I try to just think about nothing. And focus on the pleasure instead. But recently, because I haven't done much sexually, I've started thinking about what it would be like someone fingered me or ate me out. Oh, what I would do to get a guy to go down on me. Honestly, the stories people have been telling about how good it is, it makes me want it myself. Oh, yeah. That's one finger. Oh my God. Huh? surface on a guy is when you can see he's feeling good. That's the best thing in the world. To hear his moans and his facial expression. Fuck. Yeah, that's something that turns me on instantly. I don't think that sentence was correct. My inner... English gets worse if I'm not focusing, but it feels so good. Oh god. What I love most is when a guy takes the lead, when he's dominant over me. He starts kissing me or he starts taking my pants off. That's the hottest thing to me. This is the first time in like ages I've checked it out so far. I don't know how long I've been going, but fuck. I've been going for like 15 minutes or something. I'm really slowly too. Sad, I don't have a toy or anything. Just gotta use my good old fingers. I've used objects before. It was so good. I literally crave to do that. Like, when I was out in public, I was like, I can't wait to get home. I'm gonna like put my favorite little mascara tube up my pussy or something. No, I'm serious, I didn't use a mascara tube. It had like ridges on it. Fuck, it was nice. My finger is so good too. It feels so good. Oh god, oh god, oh god. Oh. good.